brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Representative Jim Gess coming up in about 7 minutes. He'll be with us for a segment or two. I want to get into the MIAC State Police report written by the feds of Missouri. We also have an interview with one of the state police on this subject recorded. Yes, it's real. It's really happening. It's really going on. It's gotten a lot of attention as they demonize libertarians, gun owners, people that say they don't want a new world order, basically say we're cop-killing terrorists is what the document states. And then if we have bumper stickers, we're dangerous and evil, that have Ron Paul on them. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the air.
Alex, you're the man. Love your show, brother. Hey, I wanted to ask you about a business idea, but I'm starting up a newspaper and a blog spot. We got to spread this information, and anybody who tells us that we need to stand down or this is of the Lord is ridiculous. We need to stand up, get off our horses, and get going. But I was thinking about showing your new film, The Obama Deception, in a public forum. And I play your radio show also in my parents' sports bar restaurant. I want to know how good of a business idea you think that would be with the spreading of this liberty movement and how hot it is with everybody.
What, a business idea of selling the Obama Deception?
Airing your radio show during business hours, catching on with this liberty movement, how many people are waking up to what's going on here?
Yeah, I think the way to do it is at first, do it the way the globalists do it, phase it in. Have it on a smaller radio at one corner, I don't know how big your facility is, and have people start getting into it and listening so they're not overall assaulted by it. And then as people start liking it, then in a month or so, you could, you know, have it on a few hours a day and then start putting it on most of the time all over the restaurant. And then if somebody doesn't like it sometimes, say, hey, sure, what do you want to hear? And just flip it to something else and not make a big issue out of it. And then I would have a big stack of Obama Deception DVDs, which are in and shipping out right now. It's, you know, Obama's hot period, and people will buy these, and that's also something that's a good business decision.
Excellent, excellent. I tried some of your sponsors, eFoods Direct, the five-star soap, Get the Tea. Those are all awesome products, so go out and get those.
Well, Get the Tea isn't my sponsor. I'm not saying it's not a fine sponsor. I just haven't tried it, so I'm not endorsing it.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much, sir, for all the support. Let's go ahead and take another call here quickly. Let's talk to Sean in Illinois. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
All right. I heard something disgusting this morning on the way in from work. You know, it's kind of funny. We get rid of Blagojevich, you know, for all the crimes and all the stuff that he's committed. Now, all of a sudden, here comes Pat Quinn. And what did I hear this morning? All of a sudden, he wants to propose all these tax hikes. He's actually talking about a 50% tax, income tax for us. I want the Illinois listeners to take note of this and make a big stink out of it, because seriously, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. He's also a price for the license sticker on our cars. It's $78, and I want to double that to almost $100. I mean, all these taxes that he's proposing. I mean, it's like here we have garbage out coming out from the garbage, and now here comes Pat Quinn, and it's just the same thing all over again. It's like, people, we got to wake up to this and, you know, make a big stink out of this.
Yeah, the New World Order are like shark teeth. As they remove one row of them, another row just flips up behind them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just ridiculous, you know. And, of course, what is his lame excuse? Like I said, I didn't catch the whole thing, but I think one of his was, we need education, more education for the children, yeah. More lame education for these prison camps, you know, these re-education government camps. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just ridiculous.
I hear you, my friend. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead, and a state rep from Missouri's take on the MIAC state police report, basically saying we're terrorists.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are fighting back against the globalist takeover, and so a lot of people that heard us talk about it 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and many others speak of it, the films that were made, the books that were written, the tens of thousands of radio shows that were done, and the public is witnessing everything we discuss coming true, and so now, just this radio show alone, which is definitely the very tip of the spear, but a small part of the overall fight against the globalist, it's all of us together, everything we touch is exploding. You know, we told you it was illegal for the Army to be out there with MPs at the Alabama shooting after it happened running checkpoints. And now that's in the Houston Chronicle. Army reviews troop use after fatal Alabama shootings. Houston Chronicle. Here's CNS News. Army investigating how and why troops were sent into Alabama town after murder spree. We broke here last Tuesday the MIAC federally written report in Missouri. All states have them. I have them from other states. That's now blown up all over newspapers everywhere. We cover Bilderberg and Obama's secret meeting there. That's been on CBS News. Hundreds of newspapers ran the Politico article that I know of. Politico ran it. AOL wrote their own story linking to us. It is exploding right now, and it's just an amazing responsibility that we have here on the broadcast. And I want to thank my crew, Rob New, the producer. I want to thank Bill. I want to thank Jaron. I want to thank Paul. I want to thank the Watson brothers, Kurt and Emma, the folks in the back office, you know, from customer service right on up, our IT people, Matt. We've hired an extra IT person, Matt, doing a fabulous job. I just want to commend all of these individuals, but it's a testament to what we can do when we take action. Now, coming up in a little while, I'm going to air a five-minute report that was done by a reporter. And we're going to try to get this reporter on, by the way, the next few days. We try to get him on today, but they haven't contacted us back yet. Conversation with Sergeant Joe Clark at MIAC. And we called and checked. Joe Clark is one of the spokesmen at MIAC in Missouri. We've also talked to two other captains and listed their names. They didn't want us to record the conversation with them, so we didn't. But that's on record. This MIAC report is real. Some people are still in denial about it. But this Joe Clark, Sergeant Joe Clark at MIAC, says, oh, it doesn't mention, you know, bumper stickers in there with Ron Paul. Well, yes, it does. It does mention bumper stickers, and we have the report. And the video up there is a conversation with Sergeant Joe Clark of MIAC. We are not terrorists. That's the headline. The folks that made this video did a great job because they blew up the document and you know, showed hyperlinks and arrows to where it does say bumper stickers. And the whole thing is about who wants to kill cops. The whole thing's there to scare police and say, oh, my gosh, these libertarians, these Bob Barr supporters, these Ron Paul people, people that talk about the North American Union, they're dangerous. They're tied into white supremacists that want to kill you. So I thought I would get State Representative Jim Guest of Missouri on with us for a little while. He introduced the legislation. We'll get an update on that to redeclare 9th and 10th Amendment. He spoke out against the North American Union and the globalists here on this show, which is publicly being put all over the news now. And so I wanted to get his response to the MIAC report. We called his office, and he said that he was aware of the MIAC report there in his state. So, Representative Jim Guest, thanks for coming back on with us.
Thank you, Alex, and I thank you for helping spread the word and expose this, another intrusion into our freedom and our personal privacy that we think we have. But every day it seems like there's an attack on it.
Boy, this is outrageous. Tell us when you first learned of this federally written and prepared but issued by the governor's office and the state police report in your state.
That was last Thursday. We were last day of session before we took our spring break here. Just before I went into session that morning, I got a quick couple of emails that sort of brought it up, but the report was rather hazy, and honestly, I was very skeptical of it. I thought, surely they haven't gone this far. And we were busy that day, and probably about the middle of the afternoon when I got back, my staff had contacted a couple public information officers over at MIAC. And I talked to them, and they confirmed that it is authentic. And anybody out there that disputes this, I guarantee it is authentic. It's the real thing. And I would have to say when I was talking to them, they were giving the canned public information response. But you could kind of tell by the tone of their voice that they actually didn't believe it, that they had gone too far. I am setting up a meeting when I get back to the Capitol next week with, I'm not sure whether I'm going to get a meeting with Van Gossi, the director, hopefully with Doug Middleton. He's a CIA, that's Criminal Intelligence Analyst, to sit down in my office, and we're going to have a get-down-to-the-earth meeting here, and I think we certainly demand an apology. They need to come out and explain where they are on it, if they want to include all of us in there. And, you know, I'm sure that I'm one of them not mentioned, but I've got my my Committee for America's Freedom, which outlines all these things, which kind of oppose some of the things of federal government. I've got LORI, it's Legislation Against Real ID. It's a nationwide coalition to stop the Real ID. And, you know, those that all tie into the RFID capsule, so it all ties together there.
It's outrageous. They say that there are a lot of peaceful groups that help police and have soup kitchens, but they're really secret and dangerous, too. And there's groups that don't like the RFID, and there's those that don't like gun control, and there's those that like libertarians and Ron Paul, and then they sandwich it in between groups that want to kill police. I mean, this is clear guilt by association.
Absolutely. He says, well, it's not all-inclusive. I say when you put something this broad, and I was one of the first ones, I think, to introduce Ron Paul when he kicked off his presidential campaign about 2 years ago in Kansas City. And then a couple weeks later, I helped introduce him in Des Moines. And I spent a couple of days traveling with him in Iowa on his campaign. And I was in Washington, D.C., and one of those that spoke there at the Freedom March out there. So I'm sure that I'm one that they include in there. But, you know, what better patriot do you have somebody like Ron Paul to start with, who always votes according to the Constitution and believes in protecting America. Chuck Baldwin is following in his steps. And you got Bob Barr, who heads up the Libertarian Party. You know, these are not the militant people out there. They are peaceful people, peaceful that want to see what's right. You know, they keep talking about this 10th Amendment that we want to overthrow the government. All we want to do is get back to governing the way the Constitution says. That's what it says, not to throw the government out. We want them to just abide by the rules.
That's right. The states created the federal government. The states control it, and that's in the Declaration of Independence. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. And anyone that claims that that is a lie is lying.
You bet. And, you know, they talk about these bumper stickers. I guarantee you, you know, when they pull somebody over that says, end the Fed or stop the IRS or listen to Alex Jones, who knows what kind of bumper stickers up there, they're going to include those people in there as being people to be watched for. But that's,
well, they list Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and others, and list bumper stickers.
Yeah.
And there's actually YouTube videos people have shot out of their cars in Las Vegas and other places where the police do pull them over for Ron Paul stickers. There have been people who've had their houses busted into for Ron Paul signs or for upside down flags, which is not a disrespect. It's, even if it was, it's free speech, but it's a sign of distress. So we have seen persecution against Ron Paul supporters.
It is. And, you know, just because he has a movement going, he's got his campaign for liberty now. And I don't know where I guess they obviously consider that a...
Oh, no, they list that. They list that. They list that, as you know.
I know. It's, and that's, yeah. You know, these are people who obviously we need more of. What gets me when they take sovereign citizens, you know, that's what I'm working for here. Sovereign citizens and a sovereign government, a sovereign state. That's what it's all about. And try and demonize us and put us in that category. That is just, it's outrageous what they're doing.
Well, Why do you think they were trying to keep it secret? I mean, clearly they're embarrassed of what they're doing. This is dirty, dark propaganda. It's lies and guilt by association. So that's why they try to keep this so secret. But I don't want you to feel bad just for your fine state, the show me state, Missouri. We have gotten these reports in different variants, different forms, different permutations from all 50 states.
Yeah, luckily we got somebody here who... realize the danger that this was. But, you know, on the back page of this, you know, it says unclassified law enforcement sensitive. And it says all information considered in this newsletter should be considered law enforcement sensitive. No report or segment thereof may be released to any media sources. Why would that be? The information herein may not be MISA originated intelligence unless noted. So they've got caught here, and I hopefully they'll do the right thing and come out and make a public apology. But then you know, I'm sure that this came from a higher level down when you start looking at everything that's delineated in there. You know, this wasn't something that just originated at the state level. I think they can go back several years and see some similar propaganda or that was back, I think, even during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, the FBI. No, I mean, we know this was put into my act via the Threat Integration Center with the feds. The feds wrote this. Southern Poverty Law Center wrote this. ADL wrote this. I've seen paragraph by paragraph in articles they've written. So this is just federally disseminated through your state.
I think people need to realize, and I'm sure most of them do listen to your program, Alex, on 9/11, President George Bush said, an attack on one is an attack on all. My words, in other words, an attack on one's freedom is going to be an attack on everybody's freedoms, whether you're included as part of the Ron Paul movement or the Constitution Party or not. When you allow, if you stand back and allow somebody else's freedom to take away, you're going to be next in line.
Absolutely, sir. We're going to break, and I want to come back for one more quick segment with you and
Okay. Specifically
talk about how you're trying to get the director of your state police or the director of the MIAC program in your office. But they are saying that one of them will be coming to your office next week?
Down with the meeting with me when I left last week there.
So they're saying they will be coming to have a meeting with you?
That's what they said then. We'll see. In the meantime, of course, this is right after it broke, and they may not have realized the full repercussions of what was happening. And certainly, I'm putting out a public statement on it, and if not, we'll continue to hit the media with it.
All right, Representative Jim Guest of Missouri, you heard him there at the Capitol. He called the state police. It's real. They put it out. We're going to come back with a representative to finish up, talk about where their move for 10th Amendment sovereignty is going.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Just a heads up to AM and FM affiliates out there. When I start the next hour for about 10-15 minutes, I'm going to be simulcasting with Judge Andrew Napolitano's Freedom Watch radio / TV show. And so we're going to skip that 5 to 8 after break so stations can carry that or not, whatever you want to do. But that's coming up. Folks can watch us live at PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can listen, obviously, over the internet streams, Infowars.com, or on your AmRFM dial out there. Finishing up with Representative Jim Guest out of Missouri, confirming again from another source, we've called him ourselves, that yes, the feds gave him this report. They put it out in the state, demonizing basically the only people fighting the takeover by the foreign banks of the United States. Representative, in the last few weeks, it was dozens of articles a day. Now it's hundreds of articles a day. The mainstream news saying world government's real, but it's good, and the banks will issue the global currency. You will pay taxes to them. And then meanwhile, the police everywhere are being taught we're insane and terrorist if we believe in it or fight it. I mean, this is a classic takeover here where they're teaching the enforcers, who should be the defenders of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, who swore oaths to it, that it's bad. I mean, this is insane.
It is. I just, the real scary part is here they're trying to indoctrinate the police into thinking that those who support the Constitution Party, Libertarian, are the enemy. And actually, if you look down through this here, a lot of this stuff pretty well mirrors the platform of the Republican Party. Enforcement of the Second Amendment, the pro-life, and some other things out there. And my Committee for America's Freedom, you know, I oppose the Real ID Act, the national animal, and my second one is to stop this North American Union. That's right in line with it. I say this repeal, revise the Patriot Act. So many of my issues that I and others are working for, they would put in this category here. So I think it's very important for people to realize just because they've pointed at the Constitution, the Libertarian Party, and Chuck Baldwin and those, that's not who all they're after. They just happen to be the figurehead here who they're pointing at. So just because you don't think you're included in this right now,
well,
the next go around, the next roundup, you will be.
Well, let's just go down the line here. In most polls, 65% or more of Americans are now against abortion. In most polls, upwards of 70% of Americans are pro-Second Amendment. In most polls, 91% in Gallup poll are against open borders. It lists those people as basically terrorists. It lists what not just what is constitutional and then our Bill of Rights, but our American way of life as evil. But it also lists basically all Americans as bad because what's constitutional is also always very popular because the Constitution is a beautiful document compared to what we have today. In closing, how is the resolution to declare 10th Amendment state sovereignty going in Missouri?
It's going well. It'll be up for a vote on the House floor possibly next week. We have to take up our budget, so it's one of these those issues that the body has been alerted to prepare for. So I think we've got solid support for it, and hopefully we'll get that through by the end of session there. So hopefully we can join the other states that have got that passed through. So it's, I think it sends a strong message that we do want to get back to the basic philosophy of this country, that the we have states' rights and individual rights, and that the fact that the federal government has overstepped its bounds, we got to get back to what our forefathers envisioned and set up in the Constitution.
Absolutely. I know that there's always a rush of bills, and that's the toughest part. You believe you have the votes, but the question is, can you get it to the floor? Would you say you're 80% certain it's going to pass, or should people call their representatives?
I'm 80% certain it'll pass the House and floor there, and I've got a senator over there that's very strongly supportive of it to help carry it through the Senate. So even though we do get busy here towards the end, why we're in session longer, but I've just between that, I've got a very strong bill to support the Second Amendment that we Missouri will not register guns.
Sure.
You can defend ourselves in any manner. In fact, here in Missouri, it also expands the Castle Doctrine, which says that you can protect yourself any place on your own property. You don't have to retreat to your
house
before you can.
Representative Jim Guest, in closing, were other members of the legislature there outraged by the MIAC report?
They were. It's a matter of most of them I probably hadn't even heard of it. So, like I said, that was the last day we went out of session, and I know many of them have received emails from supporters of my legislation, so they'll certainly be up to speed by the time we get back next week.
Absolutely. Give us your website.
My website is jimguest.com at the Capitol, or you can go to thejimguestshow.com. That's one. Or Lori, legislatorsagainstrealid.com. Anyone of those can log on to and find more information.
Thank you so much for the time. Keep it up. We'll talk to you after you meet with the state police next week. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end
of our elaborate plans.
Of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
I'll never
no safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look again.
Again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
Can you picture?
Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of March, 2009. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be simulcasting for a little bit next hour with Judge Napolitano's radio show / webcast at Fox News. See how that goes. And we will be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment. I want to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. First, I want to throw a plug out there. The DVDs are in. Here's one of my hot little hands. Again, the super high-quality official DVD with the extras, the DNC 2008 coverage, the provocateurs, the extended interview section. Tyranny gets a facelift. The Obama deception is a hard-hitting film that completely destroys the myth that Barack Obama is working for the best interest of the American people. The Obama deception exposes the hoax, the carefully crafted hoax, by the captains of the New World Order. He is being pushed as a savior in an attempt to con the American people into accepting global slavery. We have reached a critical juncture in the New World Order's plans. It's not about left and right. It's about a one-world government. The international bankers plan to loot the people of the United States and turn them into slaves on a global plantation. Covered in this film, who Obama works for, what lies he is told, and his real agenda. If you want to know the facts and cut through all the hype, this is the film for you. Watch the Obama deception and learn how Obama is continuing the process of transforming America into something that resembles Nazi Germany, with forced national service, domestic civilian spies, warrantless wiretaps, and the destruction of the Second Amendment, FEMA camps, and martial law. Obama's handlers are openly announcing the creation of a new bank of the world that will dominate every nation on earth through carbon taxes and military force. International bankers purposely have engineered the worldwide financial meltdown to bankrupt the nations of the planet and bring in world government. Obama's plans to loot the middle class, destroy pensions, and federalize the states so that the population is completely dependent on the central government. It's self-controlled by world government. The elite are using Obama to pacify the public so that they can usher in their North American union by stealth, launch a new Cold War, and continue the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. There is a war on for your mind. The information contained in this film is vital to the future of the republic and to freedom worldwide. President Barack Obama is only the tool of a larger agenda. Until all are made aware, humanity will remain captive to the masters of the New World Order. And its runtime is 112 minutes with 20-plus minutes of bonus features and material. Again, it is the Obama Deception. Ladies and gentlemen, get the super high-quality DVD at the shopping cart, the bookstore and video shopping cart at InfoWars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception, the mask is now removed. The people are striking back with the truth. You can also watch it in super high quality, burn it DivX versions to disc or DVD. Get it out to everybody at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support is vital to continue our operation, to continue expanding our operation, and to continue reaching out to more and more people and making future films. Let's go to Brett in Montana. Brett, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, I'd just like to make a couple comments and ask you a question real quick. First of all, about the Mayak report, which is complete and utter crap. I can't believe the stuff that is on here about the "Don't Tread on Me" flag or
is terrorism.
Like that.
I mean, sir, if you're mad at that, did you see the Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress where they've showed mainline architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth as terrorists? They actually showed them with Al-Qaeda and said these are terrorists. I mean, these people are out of control.
You know, I seriously hope that there are police officers and such listening to your program today, because all it takes is just a little bit of investigation on your part to figure out that this is complete and utter crap. And let me tell you, it's just in history. You know, the "Don't Tread on Me" flag has been around, you know, since 1775, 1776.
They're training the police that anybody
used in the military today. If you go on YouTube, you can do a search for the Commandant's Own. It's about an official United States Marine Corps commercial for the Drum and Bugle Corps, and in that they show "Don't Tread on Me" flags. They show Betsy Ross flags.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Brett. Look. It is meant to demonize free speech, period, and anybody that resists global tyranny. And they do think the police are stupid to be showing them this. They do think that they can get away with it, and they're not getting away with it. Mike in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
This morning on the Washington Journal on C-SPAN, the last guest that they had on there was a writer from the Politico. And I got my call in at that time, and he was invited on to speak to the bailout of AIG. And I referenced back to the other article in Politico, the Bilderbergs excite conspiracists, and then was able to mention that they quoted you, the producer of the Obama deception, and that they used information from both your websites and was able to name them on there.
Good job.
And specifically, that the part of the reference was to the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. And how did this gentleman feel that it impacted on the planning and the implementation of the New World Order insofar as the banking problem? And I was also able to suggest that they invite either yourself or Mr. Rivero or Mr. Rentz on and interview them.
And what did they say?
The last part, they just said they would consider it. It's not that I suggested that before, too, you know, and they always say, well, we'll take it under advisement or whatever. But when the gentleman, the writer, Mr. Javers, he knew who had written the article, but he said he hadn't read the article, so he couldn't really comment on it. And he did, you know, he really didn't tie anything that I had mentioned back in.
Hey, it didn't matter. You got a lot of info out from what you just said.
Well, and I was going to kind of suggest that maybe, you know, at one point before the election, lots of people were calling in to the Washington Journal, and Ron Paul was appearing on there. And, you know, after they got their man in, then basically it was always, you know, they were just, how are we going to continue with our criminal activity? But, you know, occasionally they let somebody on that's worth watching. You know, like I said, I've seen Ron Paul on there more than once. And I thought maybe some of your audience might like to call in.
You know, we have contacted C-SPAN probably, I don't know, 75 or more times saying, hey, we're having an event. Would you like to cover it live or tape it? And they've done that one time for our 9/11 Truth Symposium. They covered about an hour and 46 minutes of it. They told me I had an hour and a half, but we went for an hour and 46 minutes in one particular panel, and that's the extra on Terror Storm is part of that panel, but you can see it there in that film on the DVD. But also you can, you know, just 9/11 Truth Symposium, C-SPAN, you can Google that, and you can find the you know, video up on the web on YouTube and Google. But the other times they've just ignored us, and then Brian Lamb and others will have people on there for hit pieces against me where they attack me ad nauseum. But that's fine. People have such mistrust for mainstream media and even C-SPAN, which is one of the better ones out there. They allow more diversity of ideas, that it's good when they attack me. It's just as good because people know, oh, wait, this is the corrupt establishment. I better check out Alex Jones because the liars are saying that he's bad. So, you know, they have such little credibility. They keep shoveling their horse manure at the public. And it's not working anymore. So I say, continue the attacks, intensify them. It's wonderful. Please, please come after me. I love it. I mean, that's the best.
Well, and I was able to mention a lot of things to an audience. You know, I can call into your show and preach, you know, to the choir. But I named a number of things that an audience that might not be calling in or looking at your show would now be aware of, you know, and identified you as an expert in the field.
No, I appreciate you, and good to hear from you, Mike. Super job. This is preaching to the choir overall. I mean, I would say 90% of our audience are folks that tune in every day or every few days, but every day there's that 10% or more who are driving down the road listening to AM/FM or sent an audio clip or sent a link to the audio streams or tuning around on shortwave or tuning around on satellite or people that I've gone, you know, I do interviews almost every day. I did one this morning, doing a couple later today, and I plugged the website, and so people all the time email, oh, I'm a listener now. I heard you on this talk show. So you're not just talking to the choir when you're on this show. People know that. It's constantly expanding. Hunter in Utah. Hunter, you're on the air. Click. Okay, Ronnie in Texas. You're on the air, Ronnie. Thanks for holding.
Rejoice, Alex. Hey, here's a couple weird phrases. Thanks to Congress. Mexico leads the way to freedom and for all of us. And it's true because, you know, yesterday morning, Mexico announced new tariffs against the U.S. in retaliation to the Congress of the U.S. The Congress, as you know...
That's right. Congress won't open the borders up to the Mexico that's collapsing. They're only partially open to 30 million. And so Mexico says they're going to break with NAFTA and GATT, and things are now unraveling. See, the globalists have made a major gamble to bring in their new world order, and I think it's going to explode in their face. Look, they failed with the South American Union 3 years ago. They finally let the French vote, and they said, we don't want to expand the EU. They finally let the Irish vote. They said, we don't want to be part of the EU. Globalism is in retreat everywhere. That's why the New World Order is staging terror attacks, trying to launch new wars, and causing the world financial crisis to bankrupt everybody, where we've got to go hat in hand to the very bankers that make all the money out of fiat with the stroke of a pen. Instead, we say, no, we don't go hat in hand to you. We arrest you for all the crimes you've committed.
You're right. I mean, I think it's great that Mexico denies us or is angry about us denying access because it violates NAFTA, which is great.
Well, under the North American Union agreements, that is exactly what's going on.
And the most important provision of NAFTA allows for the U.S., Mexico, or Canada to at any time unilaterally withdraw from the treaty. And here it is, people. Now I believe we have the ways, means, and motivation, obvious motivation, to unilaterally withdraw from NAFTA. The public demands it as reflected by the
Congress. Well, I mean, you've
got
polls of 90-plus percent against, well, it was 90-plus percent against it when they passed it back in 94, but absolutely, the people wanted it. It's destroyed our economy, end NAFTA and GATT, which was the major stepping stone of the North American Union. Good to hear from you. Excellent points. Let's talk to James in Pennsylvania. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a question for you. I'm a senior in high school right now, and I've been accepted to Pittsburgh University and to the Honors College, which I'm pretty proud about, but I really don't know if I should go, if that's going to be good in the next 2 or 3 years, if I'd even be able to finish my degree. What's your thoughts on that and how colleges will play out in the next couple of years?
I mean, specifically, you're asking if you should stay in college, you're asking what I think is going to happen.
I'm not at college yet. I'm just a senior in high school. I'm saying, how will colleges do in this financial times? And if things go to hell, pardon my French, will I even be able to finish my degree, do you think?
Well, what's going to happen is in 4 or 5 years or even sooner, they're going to be forced to end this bubble, you know, where they're charging $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to go to mediocre colleges. And the fact is that the degree you're going to get for a long time, you're not going to probably be able to even get a job that will even come close to being able to pay off the debts associated with that. And people are doing the math and figuring this out. I personally was going to college, but I started my Access TV show when I was a sophomore in college. And boom, I had a radio job a few months later. And so I just quit college because I didn't have time to continue what I was doing, starting to make films and doing a radio show and doing a local TV show. So I took the opportunity. There are certainly opportunities within the college system, especially for engineers or medical workers or nurses or, you know, things like that. But the fine arts degrees, a lot of those, I mean, I've seen the studies. There's really not much of a future to make any real, you know, money that could even come close to paying off your debts. I mean, but the good news is because the economy is coming back to reality, the colleges are going to be forced, and it's already happening, to lower tuitions. And so that's in a process right now. But, that's a very complex question. That's a decision you've got to make for yourself. But, I'll tell you this, sir. I mean, if you just want to make money, even in this bad economy, going and getting a truck and lawnmowers and hiring a crew and going out and mowing yards every day or doing landscaping or starting hot dog stands. Bill Gates quit college. Rush Limbaugh didn't go to college. And they've done studies on this. Most really successful executives and most really successful entrepreneurs didn't go to college or quit college because they were go-getters and they were already successful before they went through the college process. College is kind of a place to warehouse people for 4 to 8 more years so they don't go into the workforce and saddle them with debt. That's an overgenerality, and I'm not attacking college itself. It's just that it depends on what you want to do in life. What professions are you allured by?
I was accepted for astrophysics, and that's all well and good to me, but it seems to me that they've covered up the real science, what was like tachyon fields and everything that I'm finding on the internet. And so
you were accepted for the physics of space travel and stuff like that?
Yeah.
If you're extremely gifted in that area, there'll probably be university and research jobs. I mean, you want to work for the government. About 90% of most of that type of research is black op budget, secret programs, or you'll be doing research and then give it to the globalist. That's where college really is needed, is in the real scientific fields, in biology, in electrical engineering, structural engineering, mathematics and things like that. So I think college would probably be good for you, and you're going to need that in that genre of work if you're so for folks in the scientific field, college is a must, pretty much.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, since I've been listening to you and Jason, what I really like to do is just get out there and tell people about this stuff. Maybe I could have a radio station at the college or something like that. Who knows?
Absolutely. Have your major be science and your minor be RTF, and whatever. And then separately, while you're going to school, start your own blog, start your own internet radio show. Don't wait. Do lots of things. A well-rounded life. We need generalists, people that know a lot of things, not these specialists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Little piece of me will die.
now simulcasting the live radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. The Obama Deception is now here in DVD and shipping out to everybody that's gotten it. Get your copy at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. And coming up over the next 10, 15 minutes of the first hour, I'll be simulcasting with Judge Andrew Napolitano's radio/TV show. So that is coming up. Right now, let's go to Roland in Mass. Roland, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Alex, it's a great pleasure and an honor to be with you. Let's see here. I had a couple quick questions. One of the members of our group that we organized here was talking about Peter Schiff and the Schiff family being funders of the Bolshevik Revolution, or one of the funders.
There's probably tens of thousands of Schiffs in the United States. That's like saying, am I related to John Paul Jones? I don't believe
right.
I am. The first Navy admiral in the Revolutionary War, or am I related to Jim Jones? The answer is no, but am I guilty because of something Jim Jones has done somewhere back in Wales? Did I have somebody related to Jim Jones? Probably, 50th cousins or 100th cousins. I don't know. I'm probably related to John Paul Jones as well. I'm probably related, to the James Jones, the one of the heads of Homeland Security, setting up the police state of the National Security Council. Erwin Schiff, the father of Peter Schiff, is in prison for exposing the private Federal Reserve. So, there's just a lot of anybody who's prominent fighting the New World Order gets attacked by the government and the media. But they also get attacked just by crazies that are jealous of anybody who has any success on the Internet. And they just make up new things constantly.
That's what I thought. I mean, as far as my own research goes, I mean, everything Peter has ever said, it seems pretty consistent.
Look, he's giving financial news. Take it or leave it. He's just another person out there talking. And, it's all this obsession about who's talking about the New World Order. They're openly setting up world government. It's all over the newspapers. And most of our movement spends their time just attacking everybody else. And it's jealousy. It's envy. I'd love to say they were government agents. They're not government agents. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's not what this show is about. Is this guy good or is that guy good or is this lady good? We're just here covering the news and information. I told you last week that they had Army, out running around with checkpoints after the Alabama shooting, and we called up and had the colonel on who was there, and he admitted they were, and now it's in the Houston Chronicle. Army reviews troop use at fatal Alabama shootings. Here's CNS News, Army investigating how and why troops were sent into Alabama town after murder spree, and they have the Army here saying it looks like it's illegal what they did carrying out law enforcement activities. The colonel said it wasn't law enforcement activities, but it clearly was control and cordon and running checkpoints, running roadblocks. The military is trying to get rid of Posse Comitatus right now, but it's kind of interesting that they've announced they're going to put 20,000 regular troops on the streets. But now they're saying these guys may be in trouble. It looks like they're in trouble because they exceeded their orders and were out here doing this on their own. And I don't think they should get in trouble for this. They need to say they're not going to do it again because they've been told by the brass, we're going to start policing America. That's been in the news, been in the Army Times. And so then there's a shooting. They try to show up to help thinking this is their orders, and now they may get in trouble. It's because the illusion of that order has been given. They see troops at the Super Bowl and troops on the TV in New York, so they think this is normal. Now they're learning their lesson. This is a federal crime. This is a violation of federal law. I appreciate everybody's call. We've got to go to break here and start the next hour, already into the third hour today, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. When we come back, for stations out there, I'm just throwing it to Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano's show, till he comes to me. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.